Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome. Welcome to all of our listening audience. This is the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Co-op regular Thursday evening empowerment and talk show. Thank you for being with us. My name is Sister Nanana, and I am very, very pleased to have the opportunity to be your host this evening on our Dare to Win for ULU, Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Co-op talk show. We are here every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, and we are pleased to have you join us. And we ask that you do come back and join us every Thursday and that you bring someone with you, because we're sure that you're going to be inspired by what you hear, inspired to the extent that you will become a member and an owner and a participant in the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. If you would go to our website, which is usliftingus.com, and click on the ULU radio link, you'll see information there to help you be in touch with us on Thursday evenings for our live international radio call-in and discussion program. You can click on the link there to listen to us live. And if you have questions and or feedback, you would call into the number 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. You can listen, and if you would care to participate by asking a question or making a comment, press the number 1 on your dial. Just press the number 1 on your dial, and that way we'll know that you want to ask a question or make a comment, and you can be part of our program. We call this Dare to Win because we are bold, we are confident, and we are definitely prepared to live out our mission with Us Lifting Us, which is to build, maintain, and pass to future generations the mechanics of economic self-determination. That is our mission, and we are well on our way to achieving that. I have with me this evening a guest who is actually going to help to co-host the program as well, one of the members of the Us Lifting Us Executive Board, Brother Madike, are you with us? Would you like to say hello to our audience?
Hey, greetings, family. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Lifting Us Thursday broadcast call. I'm with you today, Brother Madike, from here, Ireland, Europe.
Isn't that wonderful that you are participating with us from over in Ireland? That is fantastic. We are definitely a global and international economic cooperative, and so your presence definitely helps to prove that and support that. Brother Madike is originally from Senegal, and you have been living in Ireland for a while now. Is that true? How long have you lived there?
Yeah, I've been here for about 7 years. After my studies that I've done in France, I just moved here for job purposes. But I'm still in connection with the motherland, and I'm returning back home to Senegal every year.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that, and we are definitely very pleased to have you on the board of Us Lifting Us to help us be in touch with other segments of the diaspora, and also to help keep us in touch with our global objectives. And Brother Madike definitely does an excellent role in doing that. So let's just go ahead, Brother Madike, and get right into our discussion this evening. Our topic that we're going to be talking about, there are some things that have been going on as of recent, some current events that some of them have caused concern. Others have presented us with more of an opportunity to say, you know, perhaps things are moving in a very positive direction as far as we as a people are concerned. So I'm going to ask you for your thoughts and your comments, and let's talk about those events and see how they relate to our financial, our economic health, and particularly to what we are espousing with ULU and what we are in the process of building and bringing forth. One of the most recent events that has caused some raised eyebrows, particularly here in the U.S., and possibly you have knowledge of this across the water, is the recent event that took place at a Starbucks. I believe it was in Philadelphia, where two young brothers went into the Starbucks. They were there to meet and to wait for a friend, and one of them got up and started to go to the restroom, and for some reason that caused concern, and the manager of the Starbucks called the police, and long story short, the police showed up and arrested the brothers for trespassing, of all things.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I would ask you your thought and your comment on that particular issue, Brother Madike, and then we'll talk about one or two more, and then, you know, let's see how that
yeah.
relates to what we are growing and what we're doing with ULU.
All right. Thank you very much, Sister Nanana. With regards to what transpired in Philadelphia with our brothers in that Starbucks coffee facility, I just want to back it up and go back a little bit to what the real problem is, the event being just the consequence of that that issue that we have in our community. I think that our people are looking for either career opportunities or entertainment opportunities. Our people are not looking for ownership opportunities, for control opportunities, or for power opportunities. And these are the things we should really be looking for. With regard to that Starbucks coffee facility, we are not in our... This was clearly shown to us that we are not welcome in that kind of businesses. This actually reminded me back in the 60s during the civil rights movement, where black people were being expelled or even brutally assaulted for being for going to that kind of facility. And this relates to our aim, our goal, which is to bring ownership to our people and control and power. Speaking about coffee, we have our main project going on right now, which actually came into reality this year, which is the Coffee Ulu, where surely we won't be expelled. We won't be. We will be treated well as human beings, as brothers and sisters. I just want to add to that, that rather than protesting and being reactive to some certain event, our people should be more proactive. That energy that we're putting into protesting and being angry and, just demonstration against what occurred in that coffee in Philadelphia, we could put that energy into proactively investing in ourselves, in organizing our wealth, in organizing our black dollar, black pound, black euro, in order to build our own structure, such as Coffee Ulu.
All right. I think I hear what you're saying, Brother Madike, and you said a key word that really stuck with me when you mentioned ownership. Can you say more about ownership? Us Lifting Us is a cooperative of member owners. And so give us some more information on your thoughts around ownership and how that can assist us to not see ourselves getting caught up in these kinds of situations, such as the one that took place at Starbucks, or how we can protect ourselves in those kind of situations via ownership.
Yes, exactly, Sister Nanana. This is exactly what we are aiming for and what we are about. In Us Lifting Us, we promote group ownership, pulling our resources within the community in order to build these kind of businesses such as coffee, and where we're going to have the ownership will be shared amongst the members. This will allow us to employ our people, to be managed by our own people, to be served by our own people, and to serve our people back in the community. That's what Ulu is all about, group ownership, group benefit, and group management.
Okay, I can't help but think that if we have, and we will have more Cafe Ulus opening in the near future, just as the one that we have recently opened in Atlanta, and encouraging people of Black African descent to frequent our Cafe Ulu versus Starbucks, where we can be assured that we're in a place where we are welcomed and where we will be respected, and also where those coming into that business hopefully will be member owners of that business and will not have to deal with those types of situations. Something that comes up for me even more so around this particular topic is that in situations where we are owners, where we control the wealth, where we control the economy that is flowing, it's my perception that in those types of situations that we automatically put ourselves in a power position. And when you are in a power position, it is highly unlikely, it's my judgment, that it's highly unlikely that you would have to contend with that type of really totally unacceptable behavior, where two potential customers coming into a business would be escorted out by the police simply because of the fact that the manager somehow was uncomfortable with them. So that's a long way around for me to say that there's a lot for us to gain in becoming owners, and that is what Ulu offers the opportunity for all of us to be owners when we join as members, and then when we take that next step to actually purchase shares in the business. So I would like to illustrate a little further on that particular point. You know, you and I both have mentioned Cafe Ulu, which has recently opened in Atlanta, which is the first business venture that that Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative has come forth with. And as I look at our 10-point appeal and plan that we have listed on or shown on our website, I'm seeing point 6 in that plan, and it says the cooperative focuses on opening and operating businesses in local communities that provide needed goods and services, creates new jobs, stimulates additional business activity, and yields a fair profit. And so that says, in a nutshell, what we have moved forward and actually have a real example of this goal that we have met. So I think Ulu deserves a round of applause for having achieved that and for looking forward into the future to achieving even greater heights in that respect as well. Did you have any other comments on that particular piece, Brother Madike?
Yeah. I would just expand to what you just said, and this is basically the same thing that I'm going to say. We have to have as a vision to be self-sufficient and not to depend on anybody else. Therefore, we need to empower, and that's the biggest word, I think, empowerment and ownership, in order to become producers and owners, rather than consumers and being victimized, such as the brothers, what the brothers experienced in that coffee shop. In order to achieve that, Sister Nanana, we're going to have to get our hands dirty. We're going to have to manufacture even to make things happen. Nobody else will do it for us. The most important thing, we also going to have to cooperate. I think that's another word, very important for us.
we're going to have to cooperate with each other, because there is a piece that we did not mention. We talked about group ownership. We talked about cooperative. We talked about community. But these concepts are the opposite of the concept under which we are living in, which is the concept of capitalism and individualism, which promote individual and single ownership. Okay? So there is no equality in capitalism in the way you have equality in group ownership. In the capitalist model, you have either the owner, you are owner, or you are an employee. You are either owner or employee. You are either owner or trespasser, such as the brothers, what the brothers experienced in that coffee shop. And just to conclude on that piece, us lifting us, I think, can help build the powerful cooperative economic structure that will pool our resources worldwide and set up industries which will be aiming to benefit the community.
You know, you mentioned pooling resources worldwide. The thought that triggers for me is the global representation that Ulu has. I mean, you yourself are an example of that global representation. We have membership in Ulu all around the globe. We have members in Haiti. We have members in Bermuda. We have members in Canada. We have members in several places in Africa, in locations in South Africa, in Mexico. So Ulu is definitely growing in its global representation. And in the long run, what I see happening is that global representation provides a base and a foundation for building truly a global economy so that we can buy and sell and trade within our community, which is a global community. We as people of African descent are represented all around the globe. And in thinking about that, I'm also something else that comes to mind for me in terms of current events is the recent occurrence in South Africa just a couple of weeks ago where a decision was made by the government, by the parliament there, that the land is going to be returned to the indigenous people of South Africa and that no compensation will be provided for the current Dutch and other European so-called settlers who are currently on that land. So what are your thoughts on that particular issue, and how do you see that relating to us being able to develop this global economy for Ulu?
Oh, thank you very much, Sister Nanat, for bringing up that that point on South Africa and the decision of the parliament there to take back those lands that were stolen even sometimes centuries ago and give them back to the community without any compensation for the thieves that took over those lands. I will just start by some statistics, Sister Nana, if you allow me. In South Africa, just after the apartheid in 1994, 86% of the arable land belonged to the whites. So the white population, which is only 8% population of South Africa, owned 86% of all the best lands, if I may say. Right now, that was back in 1994. Today, 75% of the arable lands still belong to the white population, which is still 8% of the South African population. So I'm just starting by this statistic just to illustrate the way power, land, control, ownership is being designed around us and against us in order to control us. And everything is goes back to land and control. And the same system of accusing people of trespassing a property in Philadelphia, for example, the same system was being enforced during the apartheid, where black people could not step into areas where white people were living. And I think the same system was also applied back there in the United States, where the indigenous population was being put into reserves. So this all goes back to land, ownership, power, control. We should build our own structures, our own economic areas, where we will not be expelled the way our brothers have been expelled there in Philadelphia.
Wow, thank you for that detailed information. That really helps to shed a lot of light on what has happened and what is happening now in South Africa. And the thought that it brings up for me in terms of Ulu would be around us lifting up economic development, venturing into the area of agriculture and actually purchasing and owning land that we would grow our own crops and then market those bring those into a marketplace that is ran by people of Black African descent. So there are all kinds of possibilities in a situation where we have land ownership and where we have control of land, for sure. So at this point, Brother Madike, I am going to open the floor for discussion and comments from some of our listeners. And so let's check in with some of our listeners and see if any of them would care to make a comment. Our listener here from area code 404, last four digits, 5080. Would you care to make a comment or ask a question? Okay. All right. Caller from area 804. Caller from area 804. Last four digits 6698. Would you care to make a comment or ask a question? Another caller from area 804, 7204. Okay. We have several callers on this evening, just checking to make sure everyone has an opportunity to participate if they would care to. Caller from 917 area. Caller from 917. Would you care to make a comment? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Brother Madike, for Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, there is, oh, wait, just a moment. I do see, okay, caller from 804 area. Caller from 804. Did you care to make a comment or ask a question?
Yes. Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, greetings. Thank you. That sounds like Brother Thurman.
Yes. Thank you all so much. You're very, very informative. And we've got to, with the rest of the family members that's listening, we've got to participate and we've got to make a difference. And I noticed earlier that you had talked about the Starbucks situation and all of these things, and I'm sure you already kind of emphasized that. It's just telling us that what we've got to do, we got to get busy right away. You know, we're in a state of emergency, and we've got to get busy and unite and pool our resources to put ourselves in a position of power and having security to survive these things, because if we don't, we'll forever be at the mercy of others and the attacks that they will bring. And I just want to encourage all of the our members to reach out to others and to the people that's on the call that have not joined Us Lifting Us. Make sure you take a real good look at Us Lifting Us and go to the web page and take notes and ask questions and contact us, and you can apply for membership.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Brother Thurman. We appreciate your comments and your participation. And, yes, Us Lifting Us definitely offers a mechanism, a process, whereby we can gain the economic stability and the wealth that we need to have, so that we then position ourselves to be in a power position and to be recognized by the world as being in a power position, and won't have to deal with those kind of situations going forward. So thank you. All right. I see caller in the 404. Let's see. Caller 5080. Did you care to make a comment or ask a question?
Hey, sis. This is Hakima.
Yes, Baba Hakima.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, good. Hey. Good to join the family. I was just, I pressed one on my phone to allow you to bring me in, and I just want to remind you and remind everyone on the call, if you do have a desire to participate, press one on your phone, and Sister Nana or Madike will recognize you and bring you into the conversation.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And did you have any other comments?
Well, I appreciated I'm appreciating the discussion. And of course, as we know, that there are so many opportunities for advancement and empowerment that are just laying in front of us all over the world. I remember a couple of years ago we had a discussion with brothers and sisters in Colombia, South America, and these were indigenous brothers and sisters who knew nothing of private ownership of land, but they were sitting on gold mines and oil wells, but they needed the help of brothers and sisters in the diaspora to join with them and to help them to bring these precious products to the marketplace. So when we aggregate and when we pool our resources, including our intelligence and our will and our money, there is absolutely nothing that we cannot accomplish. So I'm just listening to the program and loving it. And thank you for the opportunity.
Well, and thank you for those comments. Yes, that what you said puts emphasis that we dare to win, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we are doing with ULU. We are winning. Thank you so much, Baba. I see that in, let's see, caller in the 404 area, in the 404 area, 3176, did you care to make a comment or ask a question?
Greetings, Sister Nanana and Brother Madike, also Baba Hekima. This is Brother Kimbezi in Atlanta. Good to be on the call and to hear your voices. And I was listening to Madiki's comments about the situation in South Africa, and it reminded me that capitalism is a war economy. It's a pirate economy, if you will. That in order for those groups to dominate and control the world, they do it by force. So in order for them to take control of that land in South Africa, it was at gunpoint. And for the United States to maintain its power around the globe, that's why the U.S. military has bases all over the world. I'm thinking of I can't remember the brother's name, Gil Scott-Heron, who talked about there won't be a peace economy because you can't make no money off of peace. So that in order for this economy to turn, the very mechanism and wheels that cause it to work, it has to be making war. Selling war machinery, guns, bullets, bombs, the implements of war. That is the core activity of the economy, and so therefore it's always at war. And they just use the media as a way of legitimizing and making war seem normal. So we have the war on terror. But we see very quickly that when it comes back to roost, you then have people walking the streets of the United States with AR-15s shooting people. And the only way out of that is to change the economic model, which Us Lifting Us is doing. We're daring to win. We're daring to build not only cooperative businesses, but a cooperative economy.
Powerful.
Thank you
very much.
I appreciate all that you have shared there, and the word predatory comes up for me as well in terms of describing capitalism, and that the Us Lifting Us model dares to be different because it dares to be cooperative. It dares to be family-oriented. And will be and is being successful by being cooperative and family oriented. And we have all been exposed to predatory capitalism, and understanding that the economy reflects the value system. I think that says a lot right there. What are the values that we have been trained to look at as being right and appropriate, and the values that ULU puts forth is putting family first and putting the safety and security of the community and the preservation of the culture first. That is what we are moving towards. But thank you, Brother Kimbezi, for your comments. Thank you. Brother Madike, can you share with us, how does one join ULU? What's the process for doing that?
Oh, thank for the question, Sister Nanana.
Mm-hmm.
Joining ULU is basically very simple. You go to the website, usliftingus.com. That's usliftingus.com. And there's a $50 membership fee that is annual that you have to pay on the website. From there, you will be asked your name and you know, personal data in order to join the family. But it does not stop there. We are currently working in a campaign to bring members in investing more in Us Lifting Us ULU. So the $50 membership fee only gives you a membership status. If you want to acquire a capital unit, we ask you to invest $1,000 in Us Lifting Us. That will give you back a certificate of ownership of a capital unit within ULU. And that's what our company is about right now. We want to buy the next summit that will happen in March 2019. We want to have 1,000 new fresh members in the family. And by March 2020, we are aiming to have 1,000 units acquired at $1,000 each. And that will give us about a capital of $1 million that we can invest in so many business ventures to benefit us and to help the community in jobs creation, in management, in serving the community. Because it all goes back to wealth, food, shelter, and the basics of what our people need.
Thank you very much for that information and that explanation of joining and participating in ULU. The one thing that I would add to that, just a little bit more information concerning the purchase of the shares or the unit in the ULU cooperative. Each share is $1,000. And that $1,000 does not have to be paid all at once. We have a program that you will find on the website. It's called the Power of 100, whereby a person wishing to purchase a share or a unit can buy or pay $100 a month until they build up to their $1,000 to have a unit. The other thing is that the member can actually decide what amount they want to pay each month. We are suggesting $100 a month with the Power of 100 program, but you can pay whatever amount is suited for your income and for you to manage your budget until you get up to that $1,000. And yes, we are starting a campaign in the near future to encourage our current membership to purchase more shares, and of course, as our new members come in, to encourage them to buy shares at the time that they join, because it is with those shares that we have the base that we need for continuing to open businesses as we move forward and to keep those businesses going and functioning. So, yes, joining ULU is a fairly easy process. We do have also on our website a tab for the ULU community. Each member is encouraged to build their page in the ULU community with their personal information so that other members can get to know them and they can get to know the other members and start interacting and trading information. We are a global community, and the more we communicate in that manner, the stronger that we become. So give serious consideration and take that step to dare to win with ULU. We would truly love to have you as an ULU member if you haven't joined at this point in time. So, Brother Medico, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I thank you for the clarification and that captain information. I would like to add also the fact and the possibility for people to join ULU as a group as opposed to as individual. Let's say you are in Canada or in the UK or in France. You have 10 people, 10 brothers and sisters, activists doing the work there in societies, association, and you want to join ULU, you can split the cost between members, between yourself. As you join as an organization, you will be joining ULU as an entity separate to its own members.
Okay, so thank you. That is important to know about. It really is that, and thank you for bringing that up, that ULU does have the option for groups and organizations to be members, and also a membership for married couples. And so there are actually three ways to join: as an individual, as part of a group or an organization, or as a married couple. So please do take a look at the website, usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com. And if you have questions or would require additional information, you can certainly call. And your call will be received by a voice recording, but it will be returned in very short order. The number to call is 404-592-2780, 404-592-2780, and leave a message with your contact information, your name and your phone number, and your call will be returned, most definitely. So, Brother Medike, we have been talking this evening about some current events and how we saw those events relating to the overall economic status that we as a people have currently and how we see that economic status, the possibilities of how it can change in the future, and the change that ULU is making with creating this global economy. The question that I have for you right now, Brother Medike, our youth are very important. They definitely are our future. What do you see as the benefit, the positive impact that ULU can have in terms of helping our youth to move forward with their economic futures and going forward, as well as the maintenance of our culture? What do you see happening with that and the role that ULU can play with that?
Thank you very much, Sister Nanana. That's a powerful question, which brings me back to my first point. Our people, unfortunately, are looking for career opportunities, entertainment opportunities, be it in sport or in music or in movies. We should be aiming to look for ownership opportunities, control and power opportunities. Why? Because you cannot transfer your career. You cannot transfer your entertainment status, nor you can transfer your position at a football club or in a, you know, if you are an actor in the movie, you cannot transfer that to a next generation. Now, the point is, we want something. We want to build a wealth and an economy that is intergenerational, meaning that you can transfer that back to the youth and the community and black brothers and sisters that will take over this wealth. And this is what Hulu is also about. Hulu is intergenerational. We want to train in our youth to ownership and power and manage their own wealth. We want our youth to own something, to be deeply involved in cooperative economics at an early age. And I think that way we can lay the foundation of a powerful community, of a powerful group, and of a respected people.
Wow. You said quite a bit with those comments. I particularly appreciate what you said about what can be passed on and what cannot be passed on. That really creates, I think, a great opportunity and a challenge for us to change our thinking and to start thinking in terms of part of our responsibility is to pass on to our youth the mechanics, the actual tools that they will need to be financially stable and to be able to live comfortable lives going forward, as well as imbued in that as we're passing on that tool and that financial wealth comes a high degree, I judge, of self-confidence, of positive self-esteem, and of having clarity about who we are and seeing ourselves in a very strong and powerful position on the world stage, and that is what we want our youth to have, and that they can definitely have by participating in this cooperative economics opportunity that Hulu provides for them. So the passing on to the youth, I think, is something that is absolutely vital. The last thing that I would like to comment on is on our Cafe Hulu, which has recently opened in Atlanta, and that is a stellar example of the cooperative economic philosophy and process. The employees at Cafe Hulu are members of Hulu. The manager at Cafe Hulu is a member of Hulu. We have chosen coffee as a product that we wanted to do business in. The coffee comes from places all around the world where there are people of Black African descent who are harvesting that coffee. Coffee is the second most highly traded commodity on the world economic stage. And so all of this was very carefully thought out by Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative before going into this business venture, and it is going well and will continue to be successful going forward into the future, and we will be looking at opportunities to open more Cafe Ulus in other places, not only here just on the in the continental U.S., but throughout the globe, because we are definitely a global economy. So we're going to be winding down here, and just want to thank our listening audience for dialing in and participating with us, either by listening or by providing comments and questions for us this evening on Us Lifting Us, on our Dare to Win international radio program. We will be back with you again next Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We will once again be discussing topics that are focal and central to us as people of Black African descent, and looking at how those topics relate to the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative and moving forward with that initiative to build the global economic community. So we thank you for listening in. Did you have a final comment for us, Brother Madike, as we close out?
Yeah, final comments would be just to echo what you just said about, yeah, thanking the guests, thanking everybody who called in, thanking our listeners, and asking them to join if they haven't joined yet. The website is usliftingus.com. That's usliftingus.com. It's €50 membership fee that you can pay annually, and that you can join with your husband or wife, or with any other organization that you are involved into globally. So thank you again, family.
Thank you so much. And we will see you again with Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, Dare to Win.
Peace.
Wake up and live. Life is one big road with lots of signs. So when you're riding through the ruts, don't you complicate your mind. Let's do it.